Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Come on.
People of God, you're going to be humiliated. You're going to feel like you're low to the ground. But God says, embrace it, because I'm lowly. I'm me. If God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, can go to the lowliest of lowliest of place. Now, he's a king. He's a God. He belongs on the right-hand side of God. Now, if Jesus, once he died and rose again, can go to hell. Now, he could easily have sent Michael, the warring angel, the archangel. He could have easily have sent some angel, some creature that he created in heaven and got the keys of death and hell. But what did Jesus do? He rolled up his sleeves and he went down there and did it for us. So he can go down to the nastiest, disgusting, stankiest place ever created. How come we can't get low either? How come we have such an issue to bow our head and take a little insult for the name of the Lord?
Yes, my God. Right.
Think about it. He's a king. He died. He gave up his life on the cross.
Preach.
He rose. He rose again. He could have went straight up and said, God, woo, high five, I did it. Now bring me some food. Let me have a good time.
Yeah.
What did he do? He said, I still got business. He chose to go. He could have sent Michael. Michael would have did it with pleasure. Michael, the archangel, he's a servant. He stands before the Lord just waiting for a command. But Jesus went himself to the lowliest of the lowliest of places, a place where he shouldn't have to go because it wasn't created for man anyway. But because of our sin, because of the nature of what happened with Satan and how he's, you know, fooling everybody with pride, now hell is enlarging itself. So now he had to take the keys of death and hell. My God, it's for us so that we can have dominion once we're accepted into his kingdom. People of God, this thing is serious. This thing is real. Like I always say, I love this scripture. You're going to hear me recite it often. But Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's a command, not a question. Can you learn of me, please? No, he said, learn of me. For I am meek and lowly, meaning humble in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. That's why some of us ain't got rest. That's why a lot of us as believers don't have rest in our souls. We're not content. We anxious. We don't know how to be patient because
tell it.
We learn who we are. We are a part of God, and God has said, I will give you rest for your souls. What is your soul? It's your psyche. It's your emotions. That's your emotional realm, your attitude, your thought, your feelings. You want peace, you want joy, learn about your Savior. Do what he does, and you will have rest. You wonder why people, because I'm telling you, and then I'm finished, I'm going to give it to the hands of Apostle if he has words, but I'm finished after this. I work in an organization where we cater to the persecuted saints, the people who are dying every day because they love the Lord, and guerrillas and different people are taking over the villages and killing people. They're stopping Bible studies, and, you know, they even know that you got a Bible on you or even a piece of a scripture material, you'll be killed, raped, you'll be burned, you'll be beaten, whatever it is. So you wonder when you look at that, you'll say, man, I'll probably be scared. You know, why would I even want to do that? But people, when we send our field representatives and we talk to them, they say, don't stop. Don't tell people to let it go away. We love this. And then, like, excuse me? They're saying, we love the opportunity to show forth our attitude towards our God, who we believe in. We love to be killed for him, for his name's sake. We want to show God that we will take a beating for him. He took a beating for us. It is so real to them in the third world country.
My God.
That's all they have over there. That's why miracles and so much happens over there in Africa when crusades are going on, because they're coming with a humble heart. Some people And when they walk to Crusades, they've already walked for 8 hours before they got there. Sometimes they'll walk even for a week straight. They'll hear about the crusade, and they'll start walking a week before. There are people, I've heard these are literal testimonies, of people who don't have anything, no shoes, and they'll walk on the gravel, walk on the clay and the mud just to come to a crusade because they're coming just to see anything from the God that they're serving. That's why miracles can happen so freely. But over here, we're so stuffed up and puffed up. We got to make sure we got the biggest hat, or make sure we got the Stacey Adams shoes, or make sure that we got the best, you know, suits on. And every, you know, it's so shallow how we treat church. It's okay to understand that. It is okay to put on your best for the Lord. But when you make putting on your best better than or overshadowing the whole purpose of going to church, then that's when you got an issue.
Right.
God is saying it's time out for all of us. He's tired of people who are dressing up being the most slickest, dressed up demons. You walk in one way, you walk out. That's why there's no power in the church, because there's too much pride being operated. But this is why we are praying for KCI, because this, we want the Spirit of the Lord to flow freely. We want more of His presence. We want more miracles. We want more manifestations. We want more of His authentic glory to touch people's lives, whether it's over the phone, whether it's in a live service, where we go from here, or Jacksonville, Florida, whether we travel and do crusades, whether you all go out and teach and do. We want the authentic glory of God to be imparted in you so that you know how to really move and operate, because it's eradicating pride out of your life.
Yes. Amen.
That's
real. This has really helped you open up your eyes. I pray that you've been fed. I pray that this has made you aware. I pray that it has really got you on the path of staying in check and doing what I call temperature check with yourself, so that you can let God see what's in your heart and judge you. Let it come to surface. Let Him expose it in your life so that you can deal with it, so you can bind it up, so that you can loose His love in your life, so you can take over the strong man who wants to put us in chains. The Bible's so clear. He is a strong man, and He puts the children of pride in chains. That's why when people come on here and when we pray for them, they say, my neck is heating up, my neck is heating up. And we say that's usually representation of a yoke. We got so many yokes around our neck, it's spiritual. You don't even see it. You don't see it. You don't even feel it sometimes. But that's why your necks burn, because it's breaking yokes. There's so many different types of yokes. There's so many different types of strong men. But we got to break it off of us. And then when we break it off of us, then God said, but Jesus said, then take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you. His yoke is easy. It's light. It's humble. It's meek. That's the yoke you want. In Jesus' mighty name. Apostle Smith, hallelujah. If you got any words, but I'm just going to pray before you come. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord. I thank you for this time, this wonderful time you've allowed me, Lord, to be able to present your word, what was from your heart. I pray, Lord, that you have been pleased, God, by the way that it has been taught. And, Lord, I pray, God, that it would touch the hearts of all those that have heard, Lord, whether it was the first, the second, or the third time. Lord, let whatever has gone into their hearts and their ears, Lord, let not be forgotten, but let it begin to work on their heart, Lord. Let it begin to penetrate, Lord, that they will walk and run after you. Like you said in your words, that our feet will be like hind feet, Lord, that you set us up on a high place. And I thank you, Lord, that we will be able to handle the high places that you want to take us, because our feet will be planted in your footsteps, Lord. Lord, that we will be humble and remain humble. For we know, Lord, that you have destiny on everyone under the sound of my voice. You have a purpose on their life, God. Lord, that you want to give them exceedingly abundantly above that they have even asked, Lord, or could think. And I thank you, Lord, for the riches. I thank you for the wealth. I thank you, Lord, for taking the dead away from them, God, and setting them up, Lord, even in this earthly realm. But, Lord, I pray for their hearts, Lord, that they not turn against you, Lord, that they will remain humble, knowing that every increase has come from you, Lord, that they will stay lowly in heart, God, knowing that it is you, Lord, that has given them this success, this achievement, that family, that car, whatever it is that they are believing for, the power, the children, Lord, salvation, Lord, that they will always give you the glory, and Lord, that they will be able to detect pride, God. For we know, Lord, that what pride is, Lord, the glory cannot stand, God. You cannot work with a prideful person that limits us, Lord. So, Lord, we give pride over to you, God. Expose it in our lives. No matter what area it is, Lord, pride of beauty, pride of life, pride of race, pride of reputation, whatever it is, God. Lord, you show us and you whisper it to us in our ear, God. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are our comforter. You are our friend. You witness to us. You minister to us. You expose and you convict. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would touch us, that you would talk to us, that you would remind us of the work of God, that you would give us a spirit of discernment, Lord. And, Lord, Holy Spirit, I pray that you would give us an unctioning and a zeal to read your word, to study and to talk about Jesus. So that we can know who we are, so that we can know where we come from, so that we can stand flat-footed, knowing that we are true children of God and what He expects of us and how we should behave. Lord, I thank you, and I give you the glory, all of the glory, Jesus, for real, all of the glory, God. I give it all to you because it was only you, Lord, that has allowed us to come together, even for these times, Lord, and learn about the things of your heart. Oh, God, let it be pleasing to you, Lord. Let us love the things that you love and hate the things that you hate.
Yes,
oh, God, thank you. Give you the praise and all of the glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, because I had a dream last night that I was preaching and somebody logged on. And they tried to cut me off and start talking and doing commentary. And then when I tried to, you know, have patience with it, and I tried to interject, another person spoke up, and they started talking and having their own conversation. And I had to miss the line. So I said, oh, no, no, no. Thank you for the heads up, Holy Spirit. And I began to bind it. And I began to pray against the spirit of distraction. So I thank God that that didn't happen today. The most we had was somebody kept going on and off, on and off, on and off. And maybe a few little echoes, but for the most part, the Lord kept us. And we thank God because this is an exposing number one weaponry, and the enemy does not in any way, shape, or form want it to be exposed. Guess what? Now it's too late. We already know about it, and we're going to go to war to the spirit of pride. So the strong man is going to get bound. Leviathan, there you go.
Amen.
The spirit of Leviathan will be bound in our life because we got to dethrone these princes, these strong men, and we got to take dominion in Jesus' name. Apostle Smith, if you have words, thank you so much for your attention, for your participation. I know this wasn't a hooping and hollering like I always said, but it was one that I had to talk to you and just be calm so that you can receive it. So I pray that you took notes. And that you will listen back to the callback line if you've missed anything or were not able to take notes. In Jesus' name, Apostle Smith.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. People of God, can you give a shout of praise for that powerful word?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you,
amen. 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 Glory to God. That was a power-packed word, and she was so on point at work. But any time that you are about to expose the devil and expose his devices, there are always distractions that he try to throw out. But nevertheless, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So, amen. Glory to God. She did nothing but teach. This was the third and last part of the series on pride. And I encourage you all that did not was not able to hear the full teaching, you can go back and listen. We have a callback number, or even online, your computer, you can go back and you can listen in to any of the sessions. It was power-packed. It was awesome. She did nothing but teach and expose the spirit of pride. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. And I was having a conversation with another preacher, and then I had told him the biggest reason why the body of Christ is divided is because of lack of humility. That's the biggest reason. Nobody want to serve, but everybody want to do their own thing. That's why in almost all the major cities in the United States of America, in regards to the inner city, if you go in the inner cities, you will see a church on every corner. That's because a lot of so-called pastors who really not called the pastor, they called the deacon, they didn't want to sit under their pastor long enough to get taught because of pride. Because of pride. That's why we have all these young preachers, and ain't nothing wrong with young preachers. I'm young myself. I ain't that young, but I'm young. But it ain't nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying, we have a lot of these young preachers raising up, spawning up. They sit under a pastor for 3 months. Hear me real good. They sit under a pastor for 3 months, and they think they got it all. Then they want to go shepherd a whole bunch of grown folk and lead them to hell because of pride. Because of pride, and then it's sad because we got people in the body of Christ that is promoting them, saying you doing a good job, not knowing by you promoting them, the Bible says you become a partaker of their sin. Because it's sin if they really wasn't called at that particular time of season. If they wasn't really called, if it wasn't their time, then you, by you promoting them, by you cheerleading them, you pushing them deeper in the hell and the people that they supposed to be leading as well. And that blood is on your hands. It's all because of pride. It stems from the mother sin. Lucifer did not want to stay in his position. He did not want to stay in his position. He got big headed. He got pride. He got a lot of pride. And that is one of the, that's the primary reason why the body of Christ is in the state it's in right now, in division. Even the Bible says Jesus came to serve and be a ransom for many. Even the King of Kings came to serve. He came to serve. But we have, as I say, we use fasting, and we use that word servitude as a cuss word in the body of Christ. Don't nobody want to serve? Don't nobody want to hear the word fasting? Everybody wants somebody to serve them, and everybody want to puff their own self up.
Yeah. Mm. My God.
That's why we in a state of division. That is why. It ain't got all these other stuff. Yeah, it's factors to it. It's because we big-headed. It's because we prideful. It's because we don't want to sit and be taught. We don't want to listen. This woman of God, my wife, I thank God for it. To God be the glory. I thank God she's my wife. This woman of God set in ministry all her life. And then she met my knucklehead self. Glory to God. And God did a work in my life. And I sat under her father and was taught for 6 years. And before that, I sat under a bishop. People get hyped up with the glamour, and because a person can prophesy, and because that don't mean nothing if you don't got character. That don't mean nothing. And I keep on warning people, be careful about pumping and priming people that it ain't their time. Be careful about giving advice or counsel if it's not godly. Don't puff up my God. Don't puff up nobody's head. Don't puff up nobody's situation. Tell them the truth in love. And that's what it is about. It's about humility. It's about accepting the truth in love. It's not about pride. But pride is what causes division in this end time.
Man, that's right. My God.
Hallelujah. And as Apostle Ephraim said, everybody deal with it. Everybody deal with it to a form and a fashion. Everybody's either struggling or trying to get over some speck of it in each and every one of our lives. But the thing about it is, what are you trying to do about it? Or what are you allowing the Holy Spirit to do about it? Or are you steady denying it? Are you saying, no, that ain't me. That ain't me. The Bible calls you a liar. He who says he is without sin is a liar.
Yes.
That's the word of God. So I thank God. I thank God. She did nothing but broke the word of God down. You did nothing but teach on the word. You did nothing but preach on the word. 3 power-packed days. The word of God, my God, it comes to bring deliverance. I feel deliverance all over this line. Hallelujah, Jesus. I feel the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. And this is what I said. She needs to be in the study of the word and in prayer as much as possible, because God's hand is upon her.
That's right.
Everybody had to start off somewhere. And we, unfortunately, that's just how it is. She is just as I honor women preachers. Some of them better than us. I always tell my wife she more anointed than me. I ain't ashamed to say that. I always tell her that. She be like, oh, Apostle, don't say that. I say it all the time. Cause I'm telling I love when she preach and teach. I soak it up.
Yes,
and we cannot move fully according to the purpose of God.
Mm-hmm.
You got to constantly intercede. I'm starting to get attacked. I'm starting to get attacked. I don't want to pray. That's selfish and that's pride.
That's right.
Man. And people want to hear her. People want to hear her preach and teach. But that's work on her body. Yeah, God will give you the strength. But God requires us as human beings to be a support and a help.
That's right.
That's right.
She got invited to I don't know how many women conferences. It all stems from pride. Mm. I'm going to do what I want to do. I worked hard for my money. It ain't yours anyway, honey. Yeah. It belongs to God.
That's right.
You don't owe nobody anything, but you owe God everything. Check yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Come on. Glory to God. This ain't sermon part two, but I thank God for you, Apostle Wade Prayer. I am godly proud. I am stirred up. My God, on today, she did nothing but teach and preach the unadulterated word of God. She don't teach for no accolades. She don't teach for no money. She ain't going to teach to spare your feelings. She's going to teach to spare your soul from busting hell wide open. And she did nothing but do that on today. Hallelujah. One more time, people of God, give God a hand clap of praise. Glory
God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Sam. Thank you so very much to everyone on the line. Woo hoo! We have completed our Pride series 1, 2, and 3. I am so elated and encouraged by it. It always serves as a refresher, as a deliverance, as an eye opener, as an awakening to our spirit to always assess. To always discover where we can improve. God is all about improvement. He's all about evolving. He's all about adapting as we learn of him and as we learn how to follow in his footsteps, as I talked about in this series, about making our feet like hinds feet of a deer, where we fall right into the footprint of our Heavenly Father, right into the same mode, example, right into the same mannerism, characteristics of our Savior. We now know better, so we should do better. So I thank you for your participation, for your love, for your support.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not.org, not.com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.